You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Hollywood Star Time direct from Hollywood. Radio versions of the finest motion pictures with Hollywood's greatest stars. Today we bring you the radio production of the RKO picture, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, starring Robert Montgomery with Mary Jane Croft. You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire, the greatest name in refrigeration, is made only by General Motors. And it is this association of experience with experience, of skill with skill, that makes Frigidaire America's favorite refrigerator today. The 7 million Frigidaires built and sold are the best proof of Frigidaire's outstanding record of dependability, of lasting satisfaction. For back of every great refrigeration principle pioneered by Frigidaire, back of every exciting new Frigidaire feature, back of every exclusive Frigidaire advantage, is one all-important purpose: to keep food good to eat. Remember this when you choose your new refrigerator. Remember the record of millions of Frigidaires in millions of American kitchens. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, starring Robert Montgomery, with a musical score composed and conducted by Frank Duvall.
Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Mr. and Mrs. David Smith, a family with a formula, a couple with a constitution, a set of rules for successful marriage. For 3 years, David and Ann Smith have been happy, though married, if we may coin a cliche. And right now, David Smith is reclining on the bathroom floor, his handsome head pillowed on the bathroom scales. Ann Smith, his charming wife, is shaving him. Yes, you heard us, shaving him. And they're both feeling very smug about the latest triumph of their formula for marriage.
Ann.
Huh?
Ann, try and lower your score by about 30 strokes with that razor, will you?
Now, stop trying to talk or I'll cut you.
You realize I've been away from the office for 3 solid days?
I know, but we had to keep our main rule. Quote, you are forbidden to leave the bedroom after a quarrel unless you've made up, unquote.
Uh-huh.
If every married couple had that rule, there'd be no divorce. Eventually, you have to make up or starve to death.
Remind me to pick up several cans of K-rations at a war surplus store, will you?
We've got respect for each other as persons, David.
Yep, that's our big trick.
David, we're very happy, aren't we?
Well, what do you expect me to say at the point of a freshly sharpened razor? Of course, we're happy, deliriously happy.
David, if you had it to do all over again, would you marry me?
Uh-oh.
Remember Rule 7, be frank and honest with each other at all times.
Well, honestly, if I had it to do all over again, put down that razor a second, will you? I wouldn't marry you.
What?
Well, I wouldn't marry anyone else, though. A man gives up so much freedom and privacy and independence when he gets...
Oh,
now your feelings are hurt.
Oh, no. Perfectly all right.
Can I go to work now?
Of course, David, if you want your freedom.
No, darling, no. Just get up off my chest, that's all.
I don't want to cling to my husband if I'm not wanted.
Well, for heaven's sake, I do want you. I love you. I'm crazy about you. I'm used to you.
Oh, you! Well, if my only hold on you is that you're used to me...
Oh, now, darling, you're my little girl, and I'm crazy about you. Don't cry, baby. Please don't cry. Forgive me. Say you forgive me. Come on.
I forgive you.
Give me a kiss. Now, can I go to work so I can leave my widow a nice big estate? Morning, Jeff.
Well, good morning, David. Glad to see I have a partner in the law business again. 3 days this time.
Well, you know how Ann is, Jeff.
Oh, you don't have to apologize to me, David. I envy you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, she's a good kid, Jeff.
Oh, yes. There's a little man named Diva waiting for you in your office. Been waiting all morning.
Diva, thanks. I'll go right on into it. Good morning, Mr. Diva. Good morning.
Morning. Mr. Smith to take it?
Yeah, I take it too, but only after a hangover.
Yes, Beg your pardon, sir?
Nothing. What can I do for you, Mr. Diva?
Well, it's this, Mr. Smith. You were married in Beecham in March 1943.
Huh? Oh, yes, that's right.
Well, you know, Beecham is on the other side of the river.
Yeah?
But it was always incorporated in Brender County, which is in Idaho.
I'll say it is.
You follow me?
Yeah, I think I do. Go on.
Yes, well, we in Beecham found out that we belong in Nevada.
Did you?
So that anybody who got married in 1943 with an Idaho license isn't legally married.
No. What was that?
Oh, you really are married and everything, but we figured if everybody got married again, it'd be better, just for the record.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. The Chamber of Commerce is sending me around to tell everybody. Oh, and here's your $2 back. You can use it to get another license.
Well, that's very square of you boys back in Beecham.
Well, thank you, Mr. Smith. That's all I had to say.
Well, thank you, Mr. Deaver. Thank you.
Yes, well, just tell your wife there's nothing to be worried about. No. You just get married again. That's all.
Oh, I'll tell her, Mr. Deaver. Goodbye. This is David Smith. Miss Anne Krausmeier. Hello, Miss Albright. Get me my home, please. I want to speak to Miss Anne Krause. I want to speak to my... Get me my home, will you? Thank you. Annie Krausmeier. My favorite date. Yippee!
On the other side of the river, Mrs. Smith.
Yes.
That makes us in Nevada, not Idaho.
Yes, you said that.
So the marriage isn't legal.
Yes. Not legal. Oh, but Mr. Deaver...
Oh, it's nothing serious, Mrs. Smith. You just get married again. I explained it all to your husband.
Oh, well, then David knows about it, too.
Spoke to him an hour ago. Swell-looking fella.
He didn't say anything about it to me. And he just telephoned me a while ago.
Well, I gave him back his $2. He won't lose a cent by it, and you can just get married again.
Well, I should certainly hope so. Oh, well, that's why he called me to ask me to go to dinner with him at Mama Lucy's restaurant. That's where we had dinner when he asked me to marry him 3 years ago.
I see.
He's going to ask me again tonight. Or anyhow, he'd better ask me. Mama Lucy's has changed a lot in 3 years, hasn't it, David, dear?
Mama Lucy has changed, too. She's got a mustache. She wears trousers.
David, where will we go after this?
Home.
Home? Well, aren't we supposed to do something before we go home?
Nope, just go home.
Mm-hmm. David, what happened at the office today? Anything new, exciting, or, unusual?
Nope. Same old drivel. Same old palaver. Yatata, yatata, yatata.
That's all, David?
That's all.
That's all, David. That does it.
What's the matter?
You know what's the matter?
Put down that champagne bottle. You want to kill somebody?
You know we're not married. You were never going to tell me.
Shh, Anne, the public.
You were just going to go through life with that silly, oh, what I know about us expression on your stupid face.
I was going to tell you, darling. Put down that champagne bottle. I was going to tell you later.
Later? Back home and without getting married? Oh, no.
Anne, listen to me.
Get out of my life.
Shh, rule one, we can't leave the bedroom until we've made up.
This isn't the bedroom. It's Mama Lucy's with a mustache.
Anne, you're my wife.
I'm not your wife, and you're not my husband. You're just a cheap date who bought me the 85-cent dinner and thought that ought to do it.
Annie, everyone is looking at
it. If you don't leave me alone, I'll call the police.
Annie.
Help! Police! This man is molesting me!
Annie, for heaven's sake!
Help! Police! Well?
Hello, darling. I brought you some flowers. Ow! By Doze! You broke by Doze! My dose is bleeding. Ed, open that door at once. Do you hear me? Ed, open that door. Ed! Ann, wait for me, will you? Ann, And don't walk so fast, darling. Don't run away from me.
Who are you? I don't even know you.
Anne, come on home, and we won't even discuss this anymore.
I don't take strangers into my apartment, sorry.
You're my wife.
We're not married.
All right, we'll get married. I hope that suits you.
Oh, that's a nice snarling proposal. I wouldn't have you, Bud.
Well, what's the matter with me? Name one thing about me you don't like.
Oh, my, aren't we vain?
One thing I am not is vain.
Oh, well, what about that tar stuff you kept rubbing in your hair that smelled up the bedroom?
I was only trying to keep my hair for you.
Well, keep it for yourself. I've got hair.
You're the one to talk, you are. Going to bed with a head full of aluminum clips in your hair every night just when the war effort needed aluminum.
All right, all right. So I cheated the Air Force out of a B-29.
Nearly cut my face to ribbons with those clips.
It won't ever happen again. I turn in at the store.
Yeah. I've canceled our charge account there.
I'm not charging here. I'm punching a time clock.
You're what?
I work here. Who needs you, anyhow? Now, beat it before I call the police. Go on, beat it!
David, as your friend as well as your law partner, let me ask you something.
Yeah, I know. I'll catch up on my work, Jeff. I just can't get my mind on it.
Well, I wasn't going to talk about that, David. David, I want you to drop in at your own apartment tonight after dinner.
Huh? Well, I haven't been home in 10 days.
I know. But, I'm having dinner with Anne tonight.
You're what?
Well, she's fond of me and I'm fond of her, and I think I can get this thing straightened out, whatever it is.
Jeff, you're the best friend I ever had.
Well, we're partners, aren't we?
You're the best partner I ever had.
We were schoolmates, Steve.
Yes, and you were the greatest quarterback that Alabama ever had. I used to think Hinkle was the greatest, but Hinkle couldn't touch you.
Thanks, Davy.
Oh, come in, David.
Hello, Anne. Hiya, Jeff.
Good evening, David.
Anne, I want to tell you here and now how sorry I...
Talk to my lawyer.
Lawyer? What lawyer?
Anne has asked me to represent her in this case, David.
She what?
She doesn't really need a lawyer, you know.
Then you ought to do fine.
As a lawyer yourself, you probably know that Anne may halt this relationship between you at any time and marry someone else. Peterson versus Peterson, Adams versus Adams, and Gimbel's versus New Pennsylvania Coal Company.
Betrayed. That's dirty football.
Oh, now, David.
And you call yourself my best friend.
And I've never taken advantage of that friendship, believe me. And only because you're standing right here can I now ask Anne, humbly and most respectfully, if she'll think of me as a possible someone else to succeed you, David.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Jeff. You know, I've always been fond of you.
I shall consider that as encouragement. Thank you, Anne.
That settles it. Goodbye, Anne.
Goodbye, David.
And you, Jeff Custer, comparing yourself to Hinkle as a football player. You couldn't even carry Hinkle's water bucket.
In just a few moments, Bridget Air will present the second act of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, starring Robert Montgomery. Frigid Air, the name that's known to millions, means dependability, economy, usefulness. That's why women who want easy, carefree cooking have made the Frigid Air electric range their favorite. For Frigid Air has engineered a range that makes it easy to cook. Automatic features make it possible to measure cooking time and temperature as accurately as you measure flour for a cake. Automatic oven controls allow you to set the exact temperature you want, and automatic thermostats keep it there. An automatic clock can be set to guard the cooking time to turn the oven on and off. Radiant tube cooking units, Frigidaire's own exclusive design, give you a complete selection of cooking speeds for all top-of-the-range cooking, from fast frying down to slow simmer. It's this assurance of cookbook accuracy, this assurance of fine cooking results, that Frigidaire engineers intended when they designed the Frigidaire electric range in the first place. So remember this when you choose your new electric range. Remember the skill, the experience that goes into the building of every Frigidaire home appliance to increase the ease and comfort and enjoyment of your home. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Hollywood Star Time continues now with a radio production of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, starring Robert Montgomery, who appears through the cooperation of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the new Technicolor musical, Holiday in Mexico. Now, Act Two of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Because of an obscure legal technicality, the three-year-old marriage of David Smith and Ann Krausmeier is technically illegal. Because David failed to tell Ann of this small detail and marry her again, she's renounced not only him, but their marriage as well, and has practically pledged herself to marry Jefferson Custer, David's law partner. Well, now the telephone rings in her apartment, and behold, Jefferson Custer himself on the telephone, full of exciting tidings.
Ann, darling, great news.
Jeff, what is it? You sound so excited.
A wonderful surprise. My mother and dad have just come up from Alabama on their way to Lake Placid. They want to meet you.
Meet me? But I'm a Yankee.
Well, just come on over to my office. When they see you, they'll forgive you. Hurry now. They're expecting you. Bye.
Bye.
So you're Ann Krausmeier. Well.
I congratulate you, Jeff. She's just lovely.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh.
Any of your family from the South, Miss Krausmeier?
Well, no. But an ancestor of mine deserted from the Union Army.
Fine spirit. I commend him highly.
And I simply adore Southern fried chicken.
A noble bird, Southern fried chicken.
And I do so hope Senator Claghorn runs for president in 1948.
Son, this young lady will do.
And do you know what I was just thinking, Jefferson?
My secretary said that there was someone in here I knew. I beg your pardon. Am I interrupting something?
Mother, father, David Smith, my partner.
How do you do?
Happy to know a partner of Jefferson, sir.
And this is Ann Krausmeier, Jeff's fiance, practically.
We've met, I think.
Fiance?
I was about to suggest a boat trip for Ann and Jeff down to New Orleans, and then a honeymoon trip through the Old South.
Boat trip? Oh, that's bad. Ann isn't a very good sailor. I know. If she gets sick on that boat, you put her to bed and put a hot water bottle on her stomach and hold it there.
Hold it there?
No matter how she hollers, you hold it there.
David considers himself quite the doctor.
By the way, when does my laundry come back, Ann? I'm out of shorts.
Shorts? Oh, here's the running shorts, Mrs. Custer. David runs 5 miles through Central Park every morning.
Yes, and Ann kind of took care of things around the house.
Best little housekeeper you ever saw. And let me tell you something, I know of no finer compliment than this. When I've been sitting across the breakfast table for a woman for 3 years and still want to marry her, that girl has got something.
Jefferson, may I see you in private?
Why, of course, Father. In here.
Yes, come along, Mother, come along.
David Smith, I certainly hope you're satisfied. Those two fine, wonderful people, all wrapped up in their son's happiness, and now you've made them unhappy.
What about me being unhappy?
Oh, all you ever think about yourself. Why can't you be like Jeff?
Because I can't climb trees, I guess.
Oh. Jeff is so kind and considerate and gentle and simple.
He's simple, all right. And since when are you so crazy about the gentle act? Do you recall how I got this scar on my forehead? You threw a bed lamp at me. I was out for 2 days.
That's only because you'd been out 3 nights.
Everything's under control, Ann. I explained the situation in short order.
Ann, we understand completely.
Yes, dear. And we want Jeff to bring you up to visit us at Lake Placid next week.
Lake Placid? Oh, I'd love it. Thank you, Mrs. Custer.
As for this northern lawyer...
Excuse me, Mr. Custer, but wasn't there a General Custer who got killed by Indians at the Battle of the Little Bighorn?
There was, sir.
Any relation?
No relation.
Too bad. Things could have been so different if he was.
What?
Goodbye, folks. Goodbye.
Jeff, doesn't the snow smell?
smell wonderful.
Snow doesn't smell, Anne.
Oh, it was so sweet of your mother to invite us up here to Lake Placid, wasn't it?
Too bad they can't be here to welcome us. They went on the lake excursion and got snowbound. Be back tomorrow.
Oh.
You'll find your suite quite comfortable, I trust. They're adjoining, but not connecting.
Oh, of course.
I was quite exact about that to the clerk.
Dear, correct, Jeff.
This is our cabin, Anne. Three suites in a unit, I think.
Oh, isn't it exciting?
Yeah. Let me help you down.
Yeah.
There. Thank you for the ride, boy. We'll telephone when we want you.
Thank you.
Now, let's go in and look around, shall we?
Jeff. Jeff, look, somebody must have the suite next to mine.
Oh, sure. I do.
Oh, no, on the other side, I mean. You see, the door's open. Jeff. Someone's coming out on the porch. Jeff.
What the devil?
It's David. He's ill. He's staggering. He'll fall down the steps.
David!
David! Oh, he's collapsed. David! Careful how you drop him on the bed, Jeff.
It's all right, Ann. I got him.
Oh, careful of his head. That's where I gave him a concussion once.
There. Now, let me get these wet clothes off him.
We'll go away the first 2 weeks in December. Huh?
What's he talking about?
Oh, we were going to come up here the first 2 weeks in December.
Delirious.
You'll be crazy about it, Ann.
Oh, he's been up here all week torturing himself. Here, I'll help you get him undressed.
Why, Anne?
Well, I'm his wife.
Look
Come
out.
On.
Look out. Oh. Don't fall now.
Oh. You see, he thinks we're skiing. Come on now, off with his clothing.
Watch out. Watch out for that tree. Never try to pass a tree on both sides at once.
Never.
Oh, Jeff.
I'll never forget you in that little blue dress.
What?
Oh, that's the dress I wore the first time he took me out. He liked me in it. Is that a rattle?
Why, I don't know. I wish I could hear it again. Why, he's just clearing his throat.
Oh, he looks awful.
Well, he looked better with a shave.
I'll shave him. I always shaved him.
Anne, let's let David sleep now. Let's go next door to your rooms. I want to talk to you. Yes. So you see my position, Anne. I'm not so sure that you're not still in love with David. I want you to take back your promise to marry me and think about it for a few days, see?
Jeff, I don't think a person ever existed who was as fine and generous as you are. Now, I better go see how David is.
You'll wake him up.
No, I'll just look through the window. I'll be back in a minute, Jeff. The beast! The scheming, tricky beast! I'll kill him for this! David Smith!
Anne!
You beast! You hound of iniquity!
Look out now, put down that lamp!
Sitting up in bed, smoking cigarettes, sucking on oranges.
Look here now,
putting
Anne.
On the big sympathy act, pretending you came up here on a heartbroken bender.
Anne, I love you, and you're in love with me, and I won't give you up till the last minute.
This is the last minute.
Anne, you can't marry that heap of southern fried chicken after what we've been to each other.
Jeff and I love each other, and we're going to be married.
All right. If that's the way you want it, I won't stand in your way. I've done all I could to win you back, because I wanted you back. But I'm through. Washed up. Go on, marry the guy. I hope you'll be happy.
Thank you. We'll be very happy.
And may all your children be southern fried chicken.
Jeff, I can't help being worried about David. Now he really will take to drinking.
Oh, he'll find someone else, Anne.
Oh, no. And I'm afraid he'll ruin himself on account of me. Ruin a brilliant future. If I could only disillusion him about me. Make him hate me. Yes, that's it. Jeff, go to your suite, but don't make a sound.
What are you going to do, Anne?
Now, the walls are paper thin. He could hear everything if I pretended you were still here.
Oh, I think I get it, Anne. I'll go.
Oh, quietly, though. He mustn't know you're not in here, really.
This is a mighty fine thing you're doing, Anne. Good night.
Oh, Jeff! Oh, Jeff, I always thought you were such a gentleman! Oh, don't!
No, don't, Jeff. Oh, Jeff, you're just terrible. Oh, my, how strong you are, Jeff. Jeff! Oh, Jeff, if you don't behave yourself, I'll have to ask you to leave. Jeff, no!
All right, put her down, you great big hunk of hunk.
David, you weren't supposed to bust in like this. I despise you.
There's just one way to handle you, and that's rough.
Oh, I put on that act for your sake, you big... Oh, let me go!
You're coming home with me.
Help! Jeff, help! He's got me! Help! This is real! Help!
David, come to your senses.
Hit him, Jeff. Let him have it. Sock him. Murderize the
David, bum. I forgive you.
For heaven's sake.
Well, would you respect me more if I knocked him down, Ann?
Would I?
Of course you wouldn't, Ann.
Oh, you big blubber. I'll bet David could lick you with one hand tied behind his back.
Ann, you're raising your voice.
Be happy she isn't raising a lump on your head. See this sock on my forehead? That's Ann.
Why don't you find yourself a girl guide and go camping together, Jeffy boy? Now get out of here before I forget I'm a lady. Get out!
The lady says be so kindly as to scram, Jefferson.
Yes, gladly.
And what a narrow escape I have just had.
Jeff, your slip is showing. Now then.
Now, what are you up to, my turtle dove?
Getting on my ski. I want to get out of this mess.
Why don't you spend the night here?
Not on your life.
Allow me to fasten your skis.
No, thank you. It's all done now.
All set?
All set and fairly well. One side, please.
One moment, please.
Who are you pushing? Get your hands off me.
A gentle, firm shove.
Hey, cut it out! Quit shoving me!
Like this.
Hey!
May easily upset an inexperienced skier and render him or her quite helpless.
Pull me out of this chair. Get me up, do you hear me? What are you going to do? I warn you, I'll kill you in cold blood.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Sometime when your back's turned, I'll...
Shut up.
I'll slip a... David. I'll slip a knife between ribs 4 and 5.
I said shut up.
I'll poison you with... I'll slit your throat. I'll strangle you.
Thanks to you, Robert Montgomery, for a grand performance on Hollywood Star Time, and thanks also to Mary Jane Croft, who played the part of Anne. We'll hear from Robert Montgomery again shortly. This radio production came to you direct from Hollywood and was written by Milton Geiger with a musical score composed and conducted by Frank Duvall. The entire production was directed by Jack Johnstone. Mr. and Mrs. Smith was presented by Frigidaire through the cooperation of RKO Pictures, producers of Till the End of Time, starring Dorothy McGuire. Hollywood Star Time is presented each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer, who invites you to come in and learn about the famous line of Frigidaire home appliances. Electric refrigerators, electric ranges, electric water heaters, home freezers, and a wide variety of refrigerating and air conditioning equipment for homes, farms, stores, offices, and factories. Here again is Robert Montgomery. Say, Bob, it comes to us by native runner that you've just finished a very special job of work out at your studio.
Yes, I've been making a picture called The Lady in the Lake, a murder mystery.
Well, tell them, Bob, you're not only the star in it, but you direct it, too.
Plug. Thank you very much.
Not at all, Bob. And while we're on the subject of plugs and mystery thrillers, we're having Brian Donlevy and Vincent Price here next week to appear in Hot Spot, motion picture version of that terrific yarn, I Wake Up Screaming.
That'll be worth listening to.
All you need's a radio.
Right. Good night, Wendell, and good night all.
So long, Bob. Don't forget next week on Hollywood Star Time when Brian Donlevy and Vincent Price will star in the gripping melodrama Hot Spot. This is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.